Earlier this week, our investigators received the autopsy results of Mr. Anton Gridnev. He's the young man that died while attending a party at Sigma Nu Fraternity House on August the 20th of earlier this year. The autopsy report states that Mr. Gridnev died of an accidental overdose of several different types of opiates. Now that we have those results, our investigators will be working closely with Brazos County prosecutors, with the district attorney's office, to determine if any criminal charges will be filed regarding the death of Mr. Gridnev.
And do you foresee any additional arrests being made than have already been made at this time?
No, that's hard to tell at this point. We're going to have to take those results, the total investigation, present that to the district attorney's office, and then at that point have a discussion about whether or not charges will be filed. So it's too soon to tell. We've got to present all the information that we gathered throughout the investigation first.
And Lieutenant Brock, I know these things can take a while. Do you have any idea what the timeline might be before you guys know if there will be additional charges?
I don't. I haven't spoken to the lead detective in regards to when he's going to present that case. But there's a lot of things, moving parts that had to be put together, including additional cases, caseload. District Attorney's Office has to, drop what they're doing and take a look at that as well. So these things do take time, but we want to make sure that we give it our due diligence. So we're not going to rush anything. We want to present the best information that we can.